This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
Tomorrow, on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial, President Obama is going to honor Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech with a speech of his own. Donald Cash was at the March on Washington 50 years ago. He was working in the warehouse of a women's clothing store back then. Today, he's a labor leader with the United Food and Commercial Workers Union, and he was back in the Capitol this past weekend to mark the anniversary of that march, along with his son, also a labor organizer, and his grandson. So we asked all three generations of Cashes to talk about economic opportunity 50 years on.
My name is Donald Cash, Sr., and I'm 68 years old, blessed.
I'm Donald Cash II, and I'm 43.
My name is Donald Cash III, and my age is 8.
I was 18 years old 50 years ago. I believe at that time my wages were about $1.15 an hour. Even in those days, it was very little money. It was minimum wage. Matter of fact, I remember that I was trying to save everything that I could. I used to walk to 14th and Columbia Road, about 20-plus blocks, just to save the bus fare.
What's your reaction, man?
The dollar thing is bad, but the 10 blocks, you can run to there, get some exercise while you're doing it.
I went to the unemployment office and applied for an apprenticeship. The only jobs that you could have in the grocery store at that time in 1965 was put groceries in the back of the car, and the other one was to, whenever anything broke on the floor, they called to clean up the floor, and that was classified as a porter. That was the time that no blacks cutting meat for chain stores in the city was unheard of. Anyway, the gentleman from the government came in and said, Giant's beginning to hire meat cutters. Would you be interested? And Giant offered me a job cutting meat as an apprentice for $95 a week. All of my benefits was paid, dental care, vision care. And I was very proud then because I knew I had a trade. 5 years later, I became the first black organizer for, at that time, it was the Amalgamated Meat Cutters and Butcher Workmen of North America Union. When I was able to buy a house in 1973, I remember the feeling that I had when I bought my first house. It was the American dream. I thought I had made it.
Always through the years was helping my dad. It was really educating me that I had to finish school, but also not only finish school, but serve to try to do my part and to try to help people. What I hope for my kids as they grow older is to understand that they were fortunate, but two, to get a good education. What you like about school and what's your favorite subject?
What I like about school is I get to see my friends.
Okay.
And my favorite subject is math and science. When I grow up, I want to be a basketball player.
So if you're not a basketball player, what do you want to do? Because you have to have a fallback plan.
I like to play football, but I don't want to get injured.
Yeah, but... What do you like about science?
You get to do fun stuff at school when you do science.
That's what Dr. Martin Luther King dreamed of, you know, everybody being equal and race not being an issue. And that sounds great, but in reality, we're still dreaming. And I think that, yes, there has been progress, but there's a long way to go.